Hello, Fife fans, and welcome back to part two of our Christmas bonanza. We hope you enjoyed our little Star Wars one on Friday there, and now we're just going to get straight into another desert island, Dix. This time with a difference. It's got a little Christmas cheer to it. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks. Save it. Well, I suppose it's that time where we should maybe go a little Radio 4.
Been so long, listeners, since I've been on the show. I've completely, completely forgotten about the part in the segment that I came up with. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you're with Radio 4. We're heading over to Desert Island Dix.
Can we first, it's Christmas themed.
Yeah, can we first establish whether on our tropical island it is summer or winter?
We're going to the North Pole, mate.
Oh, are we going to a new island?
Oh, nice.
We're going to the North Pole.
Whoa.
There's some Russians over there drilling for oil. Global warming's an opportunity for them.
Jamie's already set up his sweatshop with elves as well. He's not got any animals this time. He's got living elves.
I've got reindeer.
You got reindeer?
Yeah, carrying everything. It's pretty good.
Snow foxes, reindeer.
I've got fucking crystal critters. No, dogs are fucking stupid.
The pyramid scheme continues.
But if you did have an elf-based workshop, you'd be basically making stuffed crystal critters and those other things that I've forgotten you guys had the names
Porgs.
For.
Yeah.
Porgs.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of capitalism, mate. We all have elves. They're called sweatshop workers in other countries. Yeah. It's the wonder of capitalism.
They are children working in obscene conditions in dangerous tower blocks in Bangladesh.
It's like a Victorian story. It's just so Christmassy.
It's like Britain post-Brexit, mate.
I need my plastic tack.
I'm laughing, but I want to cry. I'm dead inside.
Yeah, no, actually, it's all the stuff about our workers' rights. It's because they're really... The working time it's directive potentially getting scrapped and everything. Yeah. That's
terrifying.
Quite terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. Well done on voting for Brexit, you northern monkeys in England. When you live in your shit life making biscuits in a factory, and now you have to work 120 hours a day. Yeah, you've taken back control, haven't you? For fuck's sake. Sorry.
Oh, no, but remember, they voted for sovereignty for our parliament, but when our parliament wants to exercise a chance to have that sovereignty, that's called being a traitor.
Yeah.
Very, very much. Very much.
It's just...
I can't wait till we all end up with like cod Victorian Charles Dickens style accents because we have to go to the poorhouse every day. I mean, it's just going to fucking happen, isn't it? We're already in the 1980s where people are stealing copper. Like, we have copper theft and racism. We are back in the 1980s. We have a horrible conservative
government.
The
inequality ratios aren't that far off as well.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway. We got political.
Yeah.
So sometimes that happens when we're sitting here, like,
on a boat, on our... What are we on this week?
Titanic.
We're very strongly on Titanic.
Near the North Pole.
We are the ones...
It wasn't Titanic, mate. That's all I'm saying.
No, it was the Oceanic.
Yeah.
We're the ones that survived.
Sistership.
We're the ones that survived on doors and would have been kind enough to put Jack on the door because he would have fit.
Well, I would have said Bastards. That I would have been kind enough to maybe pull Jamie up on the door, but I'm pretty sure there would have only been room for me.
Oh! You got a bit of a tummy on you now these days. I would be so quick with those jokes.
Wow. And that's exactly like Titanic. There is one person and their ginger lover.
Okay.
Your ginger lover.
But Phil Collins.
I wonder, this sounds like a really sinister thing to think. You know that scene in Titanic where the violinists are playing as the boat's sinking? Mm-hmm. You think that actually happened?
It did.
There's
a thing, the violin went on auction. A while ago.
No, but did they actually sink while playing? That's what I would love to know.
They played while people were getting into boats.
Yeah, they
it was to try and calm them down.
Yeah, to try and calm them down.
Yeah. They just kept playing until they
were submerged in water.
I think there was a story actually that one of the people sued James Cameron because, or a film company, because they portrayed their like grandfather or great grandfather as a coward.
No,
because
right.
Because I think one of them, who's like a named person on Titanic, like. I think it's while that thing's happening with the violins trying to get into boats, and he tries to like stop women and children getting them and stuff.
I remember that.
I don't know if it ever went to
court. He's
not
the guy that shot a guy, was it? What weird way to put that. But.
I haven't seen Titanic in a long time.
Yeah,
I've seen it once and only once.
Intermission.
It's a lengthy film.
3 hours.
Best bit in all of Titanic is when that guy hits the propeller.
Yeah,
falling down,
dunk,
dunk, and it like spins. Great.
Like, I know I shouldn't laugh at that bit, but it's fucking hilarious.
It's only there for comedy.
Yeah,
there was no need to do that, Tom. Absolutely no need. But yeah, so we're in the North Pole.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. So what,
can't you see? It's fucking freezing.
Yeah. I take it we hit an iceberg this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah. Well, pretty much.
It's quite a big island, the North Pole.
It is. But there's not much to do.
Yeah, it's almost like a continent.
Yeah. Well, you know when you were in the cinema, you were like incontinent.
I knew that was coming. Yeah. Well done.
So telegraphed. I know. Dear. It was like you could see that coming a mile away. Like the way you should have seen the fucking iceberg cut.
Jesus.
So it was your fault that we crash.
Hey.
I don't know what's gonna be more entertaining, what we're bringing
again.
To this.
Well, I was just gonna say he's saying it's my fault we crashed, but again, when you're sitting plying me with all your fucking cocktails, I mean,
look, we're on a boat. You're on a boat, you get drunk.
It's gin o'clock.
See, I don't know what's gonna be more entertaining, what we bring to this island or seeing the honey badger trying to adapt to this new environment.
Yeah. Who the fuck brought the honey badger with them?
Yeah. It's just like floating along behind us on like a rubber ring, like, just floating angrily.
Menacingly.
I've just thought of what I'm going to take to be the island / continent. I'm going to take a snowmobile.
So Christmassy.
Yeah, but one that runs on urine. And I'm also going to take snow to sell to the Eskimos.
What the fuck are you standing on, though? You're selling what? It's like going into a park and selling grass.
I'm the ultimate salesman, mate. I can sell you anything. I can sell snow to the fucking Eskimos. And they'll give me fish and bits of whale and it'll be fucking brilliant.
Where are you getting the snow from?
I'm obviously bringing in top quality. I'm bringing it from the South Pole. It's snow they've never seen before, mate.
I bet you don't have a word for this snow.
Yeah, actually, no. What I'm doing is I'm finding all those starving polar bears on Blue Planet, just nicking the bits of glacier, the icebergs we're on, just compacting it into snow.
They're going to die anyway.
Fuck
it. Makes me sad.
So, you know, these Russian drillers are seeing climate change as an opportunity. I'm seeing it as a business opportunity. Yeah.
So, Chub Chub of the Inuit tribe of the North Pole, you could have this really normal snow right next to you, or you could have this snow from the South Pole that looks the same, that feels the same, mate, but it's different in almost every way.
If people pay $1,000 for an iPhone, then I can sell this.
Wait, people pay $1,000 for an iPhone?
Over a grand. The new iPhone X is, I think, the basic one.
It doesn't even have
£1,100.
It doesn't even have a headphone jack.
Do you want? I'm gonna kill the room here just a second, but my mum's got an iPhone X.
I've got some snow, mate. Do you think she'll be interested?
How dare you,
Jamie
sir.
Has got literally tons of snow outside.
How dare you? She's also discovered the emoji thing. You know, you can like make you can make voice messages with emojis. She's totally discovered that now. So she's doing all these kind of like weird facial expressions to like go with her messages. Like she's moving with an alien. Hello, I am an alien.
Do you know what
would you like for dinner?
That is the main USP of that phone. That's $1,000. Or more,
yeah.
Is the what's it making your own emojis? Fish,
It's like Snapchat. You know, it's like, but that's where market is.
That's where we're at with selling phones at the moment. And the only reason it's that much is because they are testing the market to see if they can get away with charging that much.
Yeah.
And you want to know what? They are.
And guess
and it's
thanks, James's mum.
Yeah. The other thing, though, is it's the most breakable phone out there just now.
Probably.
Because it's just glass. The whole thing's glass. So if you drop it, you're fucked. You've got to spend another grand on a new phone. Or up to, is it not upwards of like £200 to £300 to fix it? Maybe more.
Probably, yeah.
It is mental.
There was a great thing on Reddit the other day, Reddit Edinburgh, which was a guy standing outside the Apple store with a sign that said, cheaper Apple repairs. Like a sign.
Like the old golf sales sign. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Genius.
Brilliant.
So,
anybody else?
Well, this whole Desert Island Dex thing was kind of thrust on us quite last minute, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so it's off the cuff as per usual.
I'm going to bring a problem, a Christmas problem. Is Rudolph a reindeer?
I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing. He's got antlers. So he's either a female reindeer, because don't reindeer lose their antlers? Male reindeer lose their antlers during winter.
Yeah.
And female ones don't. So Rudolph's either a woman, or I don't know what his pronouns are.
How does he identify, Jamie?
No.
No? I think they do.
I don't think females have a head.
I think they do. I just don't think it's as big.
No?
Oh, we're going to have to look this up.
They must have a head. Reindeer not be
no, I was just wondering in terms of...
antlers.
Do you consider Rudolph to be one of Santa's reindeer?
Like, he's not in the traditional...
He's not in any of the traditional things at all.
Is he not?
No, Rudolph is a relatively late invention.
Is he a Coke market employee?
I'm pretty sure he's a market employee.
But the reason why Rudolph isn't in the old songs is because with his red nose, he's obviously a drunk.
I had a different theory for that.
Had a bit of dangerous driving, and that's why he wasn't allowed to pull Santa's sleigh up until that time. But obviously all the other reindeers went and got fucked as well.
See, I thought he had a really big red nose because he had a tumour.
Okay, no.
Wow, I wish I never said that. I thought that was going to go down quite well, but it's one of those jokes that sounds better in your head.
Easy now.
Yeah, so he's a total alky, isn't he?
Isn't that in Family Guy?
Yeah.
Is that in Family Guy, is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He's sitting there and the doctor says, like, oh, it's a tumour.
So he does.
No, you're all right, James. Not you're only saved. I was trying to read the history of Rudolph, yeah.
Right. I'm looking up reindeers, and it would appear that, they are most deer species. It's only the males. However, it would appear that with some reindeer and caribou, which are almost the same thing anyway.
That's a thought.
Yeah.
Why did Santa go with reindeer instead of caribou? We'd have got way more mileage out of caribou.
Because caribou are North American, are they?
Yeah, I think they are the same. They're actually technically the same.
Oh, right.
I'm pretty sure. Both reindeer and caribou,
I just think of the Pixies whenever I hear caribou. great songs. But yeah, no, I was always kind of, I don't know, I like, you know, the old reindeer songs like Come Comet, Come Blitz and blah, 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 blah. I always think those reindeers do seem like wankers, though. I don't know. I've always just thought, I don't know if like it was like all the stuff about like the Rudolph, like, folklore and things like that, which actually originated in 1939, it turns out.
Yeah.
So first time anyone had ever talked about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So.
I was just thinking on a serious note about his antlers. It's maybe because they're meant to be like evergreen. You know, like there's a lot of life stuff like holly bushes and evergreen trees at Christmas. It's maybe like that, like they're meant to be mystical because their antlers don't fall off.
The story goes, in most deer species, only the male grows antlers, but that's not true for most reindeer. Although the females in certain populations do not have antlers, many do. During certain times of the year, you can still tell the sex of a reindeer by checking for antlers. That's because males lose their antlers in winter or spring, but females shed theirs in the summer. Females are significantly smaller than the males, but you may get thrown if you come across a particularly large female or a small male.
Oh,
but you know. Facts, people. You're learning stuff.
Yeah. Tumors and facts, that's what this is.
Do you remember going snowboarding and coming across the reindeer at Cairngorm?
Yes.
Yeah. That was nice. That was.
Do we have a reindeer in this country?
There are some up at Cairngorm.
Yeah. However, there's red deer as well up there. When I was in Applecross, I went up a cycle on the other side of the Black na Ba, which is the Terror Alpine Road. That takes you up and across through the mountain. To Applecross. We were staying in Applecross, so I cycled up the hill, which was, 4 miles, took me an hour. It was about 7:30 in the morning, and I remember getting halfway up, and I came up a wee bit of a hill and just dipped down. As I dipped down, I startled about 15 red deer. They shat it, I shat it, because when you have that many red deer running right in front of you, it's a scary thing. They're big fucking animals. They're really big fucking animals, and you wouldn't want them to mess with you, especially with the size of the bloody heads on them. The fucking antlers are. But yeah, that was scary.
There's a lot of them around there just hanging around the roads, up to no good.
Yeah, up to
like
no
a gang.
Good.
Yeah, like just, a local street gang.
Like, all right, yeah. We're not moving for you, cars.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well, we
corner
like,
boys.
Up at,
like everything changed once those towers came down.
Yeah. Up in Arisaig, we've almost ran into them a couple of times on the roads because, they like to run out and then stop. As soon as you stop the car, they just stop and stare at you like, what? It's my fucking road. It's just like, yeah, you're right, it is, because I'm not moving anywhere. Because you'll write off my car.
Pause.
Apparently
Dave's messaged us.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I
hadn't seen it.
No, he's messaged and said...
Can I just check you're not needing an entirely pissed up Dave to turn up following a night out with his workmates, are you?
Dave, as nice as your offer was, no, we don't. you're quite all right. You can go home.
Tim Hortons opened up today, didn't it?
I drove past and there was somebody.
I've seen people were in there. Boxes.
I think it's tomorrow. In theory, it opens.
Official opening anyway. Yeah,
I've seen some folk cutting about with Timbits boxes.
There were a lot of staff in it the other day when I walked past. Mm. Obviously training.
Yeah. That's quite exciting.
So they've maybe been handing stuff out today.
It seemed fairly average when I went there.
I'm looking forward to getting me some Timbits.
Yeah, it's a place where I can get things like bagels.
Yep.
Which is like a 15-minute, from my house.
Yeah.
20-minute walk from my house. That's dangerous.
it's by no means exceptional or anything like that, but it's just fine.
There's a novelty factor to it, which will probably run out quite quick.
Yeah.
But, I'm up for...
Yeah. I wasn't too hot in the coffee when we went to the one in Glasgow.
Yeah, apparently that's like the coffee shit, but Canadians still love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They genuinely do so meet polite. At Tim Hortons. Mm. Like, it's just a place where people meet all the time. Like,
you know, that coffee tastes terrible, eh? Okay, I'll just have it anyway.
Wait a minute. Are you bringing a Tim Hortons to the North Pole?
No.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not getting your hopes up.
So, what are you going to bring?
What are you going to bring, Kutch? Because I haven't really thought.
We are wegging this, people.
Let's come up with this
together. This is loose. This is loose.
I came in with a fight prepared. That's now I'm like...
Fuck it, what's your fight?
You want me to give you my fight? Well, you know what I'm going to do? Yeah, I'm going to bring an Onagon.
A Christmas Nonagon.
We're going to bring a Christmassy Nonagon. Might as well, because it's going to get exciting. Can I throw this fight in the middle of this? We're in the desert island.
Fuck it, do it.
Fuck it, are we doing this? Yes!
It's a Christmas episode. We can do whatever the fuck we like.
Christmas episode.
I feel like we should be drunk. Yeah, it's a Christmas episode.
Yeah, but I'm driving you home.
Well, I'm going to walk home, so I could have just...
Sorry.
So what was your fight?
So, in the blue corner, I had Bruce Willis as John McClane from Die Hard.
Oh, that's good.
In the red
is it a
corner.
Christmas film? Yes, it's a fucking Christmas film.
It has Christmas references throughout the entire thing.
And Christmassy themes as well. Yeah. Despite the shooting Germans down and everything like that. And then on the red corner, I have Macaulay Culkin's Kevin McAllister from Home Alone.
Is it a Christmas film?
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, this was about 2 weeks ago, the level of arguments that were going on at my work.
But isn't this like... this is one of the annoying argument that is like an argument you're supposed to have if you're not a real person who just immediately goes, it's quite clearly a Christmas film.
Yeah.
Like it's, I don't know, like how it's developed this like culture of it being something that's contentious.
It's just a film set at Christmas.
It's like most Christmas films are.
A Christmas film.
Yeah.
It's like you could do that with most Christmas films. Yeah.
It starts off with Run DMC doing the Christmas rap while they're driving in a limo for Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
I do.
That's a starting off point if I've ever saw one.
I have to say, I do like your matchup of the ultimate ultimate trap setter against the ultimate survivalist.
Very nice
way of thinking about it, Jimmy, actually.
Yeah.
Both very cunning in their own ways.
Although, to call Kevin McAllister the ultimate trap setter.
Mate, just like Cube would have been so much better if Kevin McAllister had set all the traps.
Maybe.
I was thinking of Saw.
Well,
actually.
I was just thinking maybe he's Jigsaw.
That's what happened in the end. Years and years of being neglected by his parents. Twisted him to the point where his traps get ever more elaborate. So,
do you want to play a game? Why are you doing this? When I was 8 years old, my parents went to France without me.
It's like, mate, your parents went to France. Have you seen the size of your house? It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
You'd be rich enough.
Oh, wow. But Kevin Callister's parents were fucking minted. Let's not actually beat around the bush. This is a fucking middle class first world problem still. In fact, maybe not even middle class. No. Maybe upper middle class.
Very upper, yeah.
He had a talk boy, for God's sake.
Yes, he did.
Even as a toy for us, though, like on the back of that film, those things were bloody expensive.
Yeah.
It was only the rich kids that ever had them at school.
Let's talk about Home Alone 2, where he had a credit card where he went into pretty much Trump Plaza for a week until it figured out it was his dad's credit card. Strange plot point. But he had all that money on his dad's credit card, managed to fake his way through that, so he wasn't going to struggle. Yeah.
What did his parents do again? I can't even remember. Probably fucking over working class people. That's what he did.
Rothschild. Forcing them to make Christmas presents in third world countries.
Yeah.
Basically Rothschilds.
Uh-oh. I don't like the David Icke direction.
Touch well, lizard,
of course,
eh?
Of course, as a consequence and a sacrifice to the Christmas gods, Kevin's mom has to go on a world trip to go back to her son. Somehow, some way. It's like,
I'm just going to cut in very quickly. Dave's left a message saying he's on his way. So we might have a very drunk Dave turn up in a minute or two.
Fair enough.
This show's getting... So, good luck, listeners.
This show's picking up.
Well, it was going downhill already. So let's face it, until James saved it with a fight, we were going nowhere. We had nothing.
We've added context to this desert island.
What was the best... What do you think was the best, trap that he set? I always liked the one which was the door handle, the iron through the door handle.
It's classic.
That, it seemed so believable, but actually, probably there was no bits of metal that were continuous throughout the entire door handle.
No, the shank would be. Yeah.
The shank would have been. Could have done.
Yeah, because you would have for the handle to open.
Yeah, yeah.
To twist and open. If it was a twisty.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was. It would have been.
I'm pretty sure it was like a circular one.
Yeah, because you put your hand in, that's how why he put his hand on it was to. To turn it, but yeah,
I did like the classic nail in the on the step.
Yeah, the nail on the step is an oldie but a goodie. I enjoyed a lot of that, and then Michael Jordan just like on a loop. The cardboard cutout of Michael Jordan. Yeah.
He's a boy who can inflict horrendous injuries on two grown men, yet is afraid of the washing machine. Or is it a dryer? Whatever. There's a furnace as well, isn't there?
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was a furnace. Yeah.
And this obvious pedo neighbor.
Yeah, he makes weird. That's one thing. He's got really weird friends. Like, he's got an old shovel granddad.
Yeah, and then the second film, pedo neighbor.
Yeah, pedo neighbor. And then the other one, he's got a crazy bird lady as a friend in the second film.
What the fuck? He's an odd kid.
He is an odd kid with odd friends. Whereas then John McClane has
your parents leave you twice.
And then the only ones that John McClane has are over the radio. Or Samuel L. Jackson, if you want to add that third film.
Or his son.
Or his son. Let's ignore that one.
Yeah, actually, really, let's ignore that,
that
one.
Is no, that was that, not a good day to Die Hard.
I can't even remember that film, because I watched it and was like, nope, doesn't count.
Yeah, it was like, this is...
Do you know what that film felt like? It felt like...
Last Jedi.
Oh! No, I was going to say, it felt like what a 24 film would have been like.
Yeah.
But I think by that point, those two, like, franchises had merged so much, because... By the end of 24, it was just like plot, 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 plot. How can this man have such a bad day? You'll continually have such a bad day. And then it kind of got that way with Die Hard as well.
It's just like,
how can he continually have a bad day?
Wait a minute. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Home Alone 3. This wasn't our third one.
There was four Home Alone films.
Yeah, yeah. I don't count anyone's past two. I thought you were talking about Home Alone.
Yeah, I don't count anything past
two. Here's my... Die Hard with a Vengeance is better than Die Hard 2.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about Die Hard 5.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was okay, but it wasn't good.
I stopped the bus at 4. I'm not a big fan of the fourth one either. The
fourth one's all right. It's just a bit... Nah.
I'm first three of Die Hard.
Yeah, first
only.
Three are really.
And
yeah.
Actually, do you think the third one's better than the second
I
one?
I do.
Yeah.
The one in the airport. You didn't like as much.
I don't like it.
Oh, I
See,
really
I
like
Die
one.
Hard 2. I think Die Hard 2 is my favourite.
Yeah, I think I might be with you.
Yeah.
I was so confused by Samuel Jackson. I was like, Samuel Jackson was in Home Alone 3? I don't remember this.
You're having one of those moments again, Jimmy.
He's trying to like sneak.
He was in the polka band with John Candy. Do you remember? In the back of the van.
I saw a great Photoshop thing on Facebook the other day, which was Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction, but with Hank Hill's head over it. He goes, propane, motherfucker, do you sell it?
That has to be one of the greatest YouTube videos of all time, is when they had every time Samuel L. Jackson said motherfucker in a film, and it's like 9 minutes long. It's just him saying motherfucker all the way through. It is amazing. It is such a good watch.
After recently watching The Wire and you guys telling me about watching the Clay Davis doing shit, I've watched videos of that just endlessly now. Oh my God.
There's one where he, like, someone goes into his office and he starts saying it, and the guy just walks around his office. Yeah, I know. For like 2 minutes. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. Here's a thought. If we go back to the fight for a second. Do you think Kevin McAllister from Home Alone could successfully defeat the people that Joel McClane faced in Die Hard? Like
Hans Gruber?
With Hans Gruber and his goons. Do you think Kevin McAllister could somehow Home Alone his way through that terrorist situation in a more comic and less deadly fashion?
I don't want to see him get chucked off a roof. No, he's actually dead.
But you could put toy cars under him. He just slips on him and just falls out the window.
Shit. He just puts an iron on an entire heating vent.
Yeah, system. Well, that's it. John McClane had one move, and it was heating vents. That's all I'm saying.
That is a classic movie move.
Just placing it on like the ground floor just heats up everything, and then.
Have you noticed ever since that film, vents have gotten bigger and bigger in films to comically large sizes. I'm pretty sure John McClane, even a building like that, John McClane couldn't fit through the vents. But then you get more and more films and they're like the size of someone squatting very slightly.
Totally.
Yeah,
like also you're not going to get The Rock through your standard vent either these days, are you? Sorry, Rock. Here's a big tub of Vaseline. Get to work, son. No, it's not just that type of film.
Just somebody pushing them behind. Yeah, just,
slide the Rock through. Although, wasn't there a vent scene in The Rock as well?
Yeah,
there was.
Oh, that's meta, isn't it?
The Rock.
Yeah, have you not seen The Rock?
Yo, I'm dying. Jamie's seen The Rock.
You're best.
But it's an interesting fight.
What a terrible, great film. So bad.
Michael Bay at his very worst. Best. No, very best, actually.
I'm trying to think of the bit in the vent in it. An air vent falls on a guy's head. An air conditioning unit.
Crawl the two of them. No, it's
they crawl through a furnace thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, and through a sewer.
It's the sewer and the furnace, I think, is what we're thinking of. Yeah.
Jesus
it's,
Christ, don't try and outrock me, guys, right?
But it is an interesting fight though between John McClane and Kevin McAllister. There's two totally different dynamics. Where, as you say, John McClane's the ultimate survivalist. Can he survive paint pots flying in his face on a set of stairs? Weird question to throw out there. But just simple, silly things like that. Would John McClane be more wise to that?
Well, I'm going to say that John McClane will look like he's about to lose. But then
have a gun, Sean
Connery and Nicolas Cage will come out of nowhere and save them both.
See, I thought you were going to do the whole end of this Die Hard, who's going to have like the gun strapped to his back with packing tape.
No, mate. Nicolas Cage is going to be out there with flares.
But also, you've seen Nicolas Cage as a parent as well in Kick-Ass.
Ah, yeah.
As well. So you know he's not actually an ideal parent, though.
Oh, child.
Wait, he's doing Benicio del Toro. And that's a throwback, if that bit doesn't get edited.
Like, I'd like to see how John McClane reacted to the old TV movie bit. Where it's like, well, you want, I'll give it to the can of three to get your old stinking yellow, whatever it is.
I think John McClane would know the film.
Yeah, I think he would like, sit there going, nah. Just hold the gun out. Right. It's like,
I'm calling this one. What I said, so Nicolas Cage will come in at the end. Pretend Sean Connery has been incinerated so that Walmack, the FBI director, doesn't come and get him. And, yeah. Nicolas Cage wins by dodgy acting.
I don't understand how Nicolas Cage came into this.
We were talking about The Rock. The Rock's fucking fantastic.
He's just like merged into the fight.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is why Christmas special should have been a Royal Rumble.
I missed that a bit. Sorry, actually, Nicolas Cage goes, I'll take pleasure in gutting you, boy. He tells
him. I love how he missed out so many mates from his films. Like, you got the mates that he had from the first one and the second one. Samuel L. Jackson in Vengeance. Come on.
That Home Alone 3 Vengeance?
It's the midpoint before Saw. Before he's sitting.
Before he snapped.
Trapdoors full of hypodermic needles. Which is horrible.
When Kevin McAllister decided to go after another 80s favourite,
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, yeah.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Die of razor blades.
Don't judge a film by Danny Glover.
Oh, wow.
Quick question. Is his wife somehow involved in the situation?
Who, John McClane's wife?
Yeah.
Because Kevin McAllister would have been a bit young to be married.
No, but I would say, like, is he wise enough to somehow capture his wife?
Nah, definitely. Do you know, when I think about it, I think I didn't really like Kevin McAllister at all.
I'm not a huge fan of the Home Alone films. Like,
I loved them as a kid.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, I loved
them. I think I always thought that what's his face was just a bit of a pretentious shite bag, a bit of a Justin Bieber of his day.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Aye, Macaulay Culkin.
You were just jealous, but I'm not gonna
say that. Yeah. Didn't know where you were going.
Well, Joe Pesci is incredible in that film. That's some of the best like slapstick acting I've ever seen.
Joe Pesci is good in it. Who's his pal?
I've forgotten his name.
Because they're the guys that they make that film.
Yeah,
I think he's good in the second one. What's his name?
Tim Curry.
Yeah, Tim Curry. He's the concierge.
Still alive.
No, didn't he die?
No, he had a stroke.
Oh, I thought he died.
No.
Well, Tim Curry's dead, is he not?
No, she's dead. Hang on, check this
out. Wait a minute.
This will be real news to Tim Curry. Whatever way.
Tim.
No, he's still
alive.
You've
had a short wake up. We have to tell you something.
No, he's definitely still alive.
Female Holly reindeer, don't lose her antlers.
All right, he's still alive.
Yeah, still alive.
Hmm. Why did we think he was dead?
Did he?
No. He's got a pretty nasty stroke. He's completely wheelchair bound now as well.
I love Tim Curry from
he
that
is
period.
Amazing.
Tim Curry was actually absolutely excellent in
Legend.
Everything.
You think of the films he'd done, eh?
Jesus. What else? Rocky.
Rocky Horror Show. For two things.
And of course,
Street Fighter.
Muppet Treasure Island.
Yeah. Muppet Treasure Island. Street Fighter as well, let me
was
tell you.
Was he done in Street Fighter?
Who no, was he was in Bison.
No, he wasn't. That was...
That was
I want to say Christopher Lloyd.
Raul Julia.
Yeah, Raul Julia.
God, I always mix the two of them up.
Because he died...
Because he played Gomez.
He played Gomez in the third film.
Yeah, exactly.
Was the guy who does all the voices on The Simpsons, was he Dalsim?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it? I'm going to have to check that out. I think he was.
In my head, that's who it is, but it might be completely wrong.
Well, I just keep mixing up Tim Curry and Raul Julia, so it's fine. They are totally confused in my head.
I don't, how did you manage to mix up the two? That's what I'd love to know.
Oh, wait a minute. No, is Hank Azaria...
Oh, no, that's someone else. That's Roshan Seth, who plays Dalsim.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, yeah.
Oh, dear. Dave's like, the next stop is Rosyth. I'll go home if you like. We're at Mark's.
Oh, no. Has he got...
Oh, he was going to yours. Oh, shit. He's got a bottle of wine, though.
Mark's, mate. Mark's. We are at...
Well, in that case.
At Mark's. Yep.
This bit will be getting edited.
maybe not. It's Christmas.
It's the Christmas special. With special guest, Drunk Dave Rogers.
It's also not that long.
Yeah.
It's not as long as it says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds like holy
that's
shit.
Fair,
yes.
Is he on foot or is he
he's on a train just now?
By the looks of it.
All right.
So he's literally going to be right next to
him. Oh, that'll be okay then because he's coming from that direction.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's not like he's missed Dunfermline.
No.
That's fine. Shall we pause and then welcome him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, God, of course. How dare you?
So, yeah, let's get back into this.
Let's just ring this rig-a-ding bell. And I'm going to go with John McClane.
I'm going to go John McClane because I think Kevin McAllister's a little shitbag.
Yeah.
I pretty much agree with you.
He's going to be too wise to get around, to get stuck in those traps. Maybe one or two. I think there'll be a couple that'll catch him off guard, but he will fuck up Kevin McAllister when he gets a chance.
Yeah, a couple of those
and
traps.
Throw him off a building.
Couple of traps will really, really annoy him. And then he'll catch Kevin McAllister and put one right between his eyes.
Nicolas Cage is going to launch a rocket just at both of them, just before he says, because it's you, you're the rocket man.
Traveling at the speed of light.
And then launches a rocket and then he falls off and goes through like a sort of spike with barbed wire on it.
So. Kevin McAllister didn't get one vote in that at all.
You brought in
I killed both
Cage.
Of them, mate.
I've taken into a real class politics place with Kevin McAllister.
John McClane was quite clearly just a hard-working cop.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
Sean Connery's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
Of course he is. Why don't we have The Rock 2 yet, then, eh? That's all I want to fucking know.
You never know. You got to think, if they're going to do that...
So bad. I saw it recently, I was like, this is even worse than I remember, in a glorious way.
It is terrible.
If they do it again, you got to know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to be in part of that.
So, yeah, you cannot overlook that.
You have to have that happen.
The Rock on the
Speaking
rock.
Of, I like how in Jumanji, they're doing what they did in Doctor Who with Karen Gillan, just have her in the skimpiest thing they can. It's like, well,
there is
like
nothing
that.
Wrong with
it. Well, I'm not going to lie, I do like it, okay?
You misogynist. Look at you. What are women? Just mere ornaments to you, Jamie.
Although bubbles on a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Although
my Christmas tree is barren. Just like my sex life.
Right, okay, we're going to pause and see if Dave turns up and let's see what hilarity happens there.
Frankly, it might save this podcast.
I was quite genuinely expecting it to be like, Dave, I realise you're coming along. Fuck you, mate. So how are we all? Are we all wonderful?
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen.
As wide as you, Dave.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Dave's here.
Hi.
he's merry.
Because yes. Because it's Christmas.
Everybody needs a Christmas night out.
Everybody, well, I had one and then...
you bailed on it.
Bailed on it and came and watched UFC with you guys.
Well, I really appreciated that as well. That was a damn fine night. Yeah. Mine started in Parliament, which is a very different way of
kind
of basing
things. That's so Christmassy.
I went to Parliament. It was lovely. Things went to plan, which was a change of events. And then I got shit-faced and now I'm here. Hiya.
Hello.
Hi.
Which is actually, like... ironic, because often when you go to Parliament, things just don't go to plan.
more regular than not, yeah.
But I found that it always involves having drinks afterwards, because getting through the day is usually important. Yeah. Like, that's why you have like the nerves, and then everything happens, and you're like, once it's done, you're like, well, it's done now. Could probably just have a drink and go, all right, okay.
And fine. Then get shit-faced.
Yeah.
I feel terrible for anybody that's in Parliament tomorrow, because today was apparently like the last kind of like day before they close Parliament for the festive period. So it means that anybody that's in there tomorrow is just kind of like scraping up the shit. Yeah. It's like, we'll just sweep that up and just fucking get rid of that for the year. Nobody needs to really remember that kind of nonsense. And that was kind of my vibe.
unless you
shook my hand at the end of the day, like fucking leave now.
were you drinking in the bar? Were you?
Maybe.
Good.
Yeah.
There's Christmas markets there for a reason.
Did you try the Parliament's own beer that it has? Yeah.
Hollyrood.
From Stuart's.
It's lovely, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's beer.
Really good.
I've had it. Yeah. Never had it.
I might have had 4 pints of that.
Come on, Jamie.
Yeah.
Let's share a mite.
Yeah, I like it warm and cozy you guys are getting. I'm kind of gutted that me and James didn't get the same treatment. But yeah.
It's probably because you put me in a can opener and just ruined my day.
Maybe.
Get jiu-jitsu'd in this show.
Well,
me and Dave, we spend a lot of time sweaty cuddling each other.
We do. It's a regular... I have bruises from Jamie cuddling me too hard. Yeah, I have genuine, like... Well, no, it's not referred to in that way. Cuddling, hard cuddling bruises from Jamie.
Hard cuddling bruises.
Forced. Some might call it forced cuddling.
This fucker choked me in my own arm the other night.
It's actually a true story.
It choked you with your own arm? I put my arm up to defend, so Dave then pushed my arm across. So my own arm was like underneath my own neck. So I was like... rear naked choking myself, essentially.
I put all my weight in his elbow, and that's a lot of weight. And on top of that, it was on his elbow, which isn't a lot of weight, and Jamie didn't like it. So
I did not like it.
Job was done, as far as I'm concerned.
Not
victory
surprised.
Is yours.
Anyway, guys, what are we talking about?
But so you just missed a fight.
Yeah, but do you know what? We're actually... on our Christmas island, which is the continent.
Are we having fights on the island?
Yeah, because we're short of content.
It's the North Pole, mate. We're on the North Pole.
Is it between Noddy Holder?
Oh my God!
And the lead singer of Wizard.
Roy Woods. Who has, coincidentally, going back to a few episodes back, has not been accused of any paedophilia recently. So
either of them.
Good on you, listeners.
Well done, guys. Well done.
Well done.
That is a actually, yet.
That is a moment actually we just do need to celebrate sometimes.
Well done, Roy. Well done.
But I mean, like, a lot of people speak to, like, I talk to a lot of people and they say Noddy Holder must hate Christmas time because they keep playing his song and going, it's Christmas.
He makes so much money.
You do, right? Yeah. He wakes up every morning screaming, it's Christmas, because he's probably getting millions
when
of...
when the Christmas royalties come in, I think, is when they... It's about June time they get the Christmas
lights. So he gets to enjoy summer is what you're basically saying.
Noddy Holder basically phones his estate agent every single June and just goes, yeah, the money's coming.
Five castles, please.
But that's what they say. If you want to make a Christmas song.
Fucking right.
Like, yeah.
The basis of the film About a Boy.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Boom.
Good soundtrack.
Proper soundtrack.
Badly drawn boy.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a damn fine soundtrack, actually.
When you were talking about buying castles, for some reason, I thought the best castle you could do would have the reanimated corpse of Roy Castle. I have no idea why that came into my head.
We can only dream.
If you've got enough money and a clever bit of like Lego mechanic, what was it called? Meccano. I reckon you could do it.
You could leave Roy to deal with the builders as well, building the castle. Because oh, it's close, but it's not quite right.
Hang on.
Oh, wait, castle.
That's Roy Walker.
Oh, man, I'm so confused. Roy Castle.
Roy Walker, close personal friend of Dougie Walker.
Okay.
Oh, true, yeah. Who's Roy Castle?
Walker's all in it. Roy Castle is the guy from Record Breakers with Cheryl Baker.
Oh, fuck. Didn't he get done for something?
No, he just died of cancer. That was his thing. Like he, he didn't break any records. He just died of cancer. Oh, so
he raised a shitload of money for it. Yeah.
Was he the oldest man ever? Breaking a
record? I don't know. I don't know, Jamie. Who is the oldest man ever to record?
I've actually
looked into this on Wikipedia, would have been really bored. And there's a bit of debate because most of them are like in Asian countries, but they don't have accurate birth certificates.
Yeah.
Well, that guy from Japan is apparently 168 years old.
Something like that. There's a woman in Malaysia as well who's like mega old as well.
Yeah, I saw something about that. Yeah.
That's clearly bullshit.
I didn't mean to take it in such a serious direction.
No, but it just gives us an insight into your head and the like Wikipedia, like. Oh, man. Vortexes that you find yourselves like sucked into.
Yeah. The Wikipedia holes I go into are deep and poorly referenced.
Have you ever paid £5 to them?
No. Every time I go, fuck off, Jimmy Wales. I don't want to see your smug face. Yeah.
But like, I gave them £2 the other day because he was just emailing me every day. And I know it's not a personal email, but it just fucking guilts me into it so much.
Dear Kutch, give me your money. Love from Jimmy.
Hey Kutch, it's been a while. I've been emailing for a while and I haven't heard back from you.
Do you remember the Jimmy Wales Chrome extension you used to get years ago? And what it did was it put the Jimmy Wales founder of Wikipedia, which we used to run at the top of Wikipedia all the time, it stuck it onto every single website you went onto.
I love Chrome extensions because like they just made it so much easier for people to do stupid shit. Translating to pirate.
I was just going to say, also, if you were as rich as Jimmy Wales presumably is, you'd probably change your name to your second name to a better country than Wales.
Yeah.
As well, right? So, like,
although I saw someone recently online was like, Wales have a grade A flag. It's like they do. It's got a fucking dragon on it.
But it's not hard to rename your surname after any country better than Wales. Like Jimmy Yemen would be. Yeah.
And they are admittedly having a bit of a hard time.
They'll be glad this year's ending. Yeah. The year they'd rather forget.
2017 was a difficult year for Yemen.
Yemen.
Yeah,
oh! I'm glad that happened.
Shit banter.
I'm so tempted just to drop the mic right now.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, gentlemen. Good night.
So what was the fight again? Roy Wood versus
Roy Wood versus Noddy Holder.
Noddy Holder.
Well, the thing is, I've seen Noddy Holder is downtime because Noddy Holder, I swear, was the postman that used to deliver to my old office in London. It was absolutely the spit of Noddy Holder every single time.
He probably does it just for a wee retirement booster or something like that.
Just to see if people recognise him.
Well, he needs something to keep him going between January and May. He needs
I was going to say, it's quite a wide period of the year to try and cover.
Because he blows it all in coke and hookers.
Castles.
A shit ton of money with MTV every year because he comes back every year and does the Christmas countdown.
He's become Santa Claus for fuck's sake.
Aye, which then just is on fucking repeat constantly every like 3 hours.
It's Noddy Holder.
Yeah.
So we've got holding, walking, and castling all covered by the Roys, right? Now, the main thing of Roy, well, no, hang on, no.
Well,
Wood's covered as well, Jesus Christ. No, but like, Noddy Holder, can anybody name another song that Wizard recorded or
do a second Christmas one? That
Come on, Feel the Noise.
No, that was Slade.
That was Slade.
That was Noddy Holder as well. Yeah.
That would be about the other song from Slade. Yep.
Cause I Love You, which is a fucking tune. Let's not discount that one.
I've never heard it.
Have you not?
No.
Oh,
Dave, give us a drunk sing song.
No, I'm not that drunk. I'm not that drunk to be like, because I laugh at you when you woo, because I love you. Do you remember the Ford Transit van advert that was on years ago? Because I Love You is without doubt Slade's best song, but Wizard, I only know one song by them, and I do not wish it was Christmas every day. That would mean that every single day I would need to turn up out of the blue, shit-faced, and be like, I want to take part in a podcast, cunts. I'm going on holiday on Friday, you bastards. And just like fucking force my way up the stairs and be like, yeah, I'd love a cup of tea. Which, by the way, is fantastic.
Yeah, no, as you heard a little bit earlier on, there was about 5 minutes where I was really concerned that he was going to turn up at my house and my poor, unexpecting wife be like, why are you here, Dave?
Kirsty would have loved that shit. Let's be honest. Like,
I really don't think
she would not have loved that.
Dave, why are you here?
Just for a laugh.
Speaking of Christmas songs, at my niece's school Christmas thing today, one of the bands, like the like xylophones and glockenspiels and all that, they played the song from the cantina in Star Wars. They played like a medley stuff, and then I've always went, it is fucking fantastic.
Just a quick callback to our Star Wars chat. In the casino, fucking music.
Yeah.
There was no need.
Yeah, there was definitely none.
It was like just a rehash of the cantina music.
I was too annoyed by the whole thing to even be bothered with all the music.
I'm the only one here that's not seen the new Star Wars, eh?
We can't talk about
so
it.
So does that mean that I'm at the tail end of like the spoilers and shit?
Yeah, you've dodged it.
All right. All if anybody's listening to this that hasn't seen the new Star Wars, I'm totally with you, and it's going to be shit, isn't it? Can't wait to see it.
Once again, there's no fan that hates Star Wars more than a Star Wars fan.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it, and I'm going to hate it. Or not, or maybe.
You know, ever since that Family Guy episode came out with Star Wars, that's all I can think about the Cantina Band. It's like, hey, we're the Cantina Band here. We're playing all day. We're doing requests. Play that same song. Okay. And it just starts playing the same.
Do you want to know what annoys me about that sketch? They clearly play two songs while they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
They don't just play one song over and over again. It's factually incorrect.
Jamie's been dropping a lot of truth bombs.
Yeah, he's been on form.
A lot of truth bombs and a lot of scenes from The Rock.
Since day one.
Day one. The Rock, the traditional Christmas film.
You see that or Die Hard? Like,
we've already had it.
Good. I haven't seen Die Hard this year, and it's not Christmas until it fucking is.
But my sister was spending Christmas with me and my dad the other year, and we put on Die Hard, and then both fell asleep. And then she tried to change over. We both were halfway going, I don't die over. How dare you?
You don't.
It is a Christmas film.
I don't think there's any more like perfect Christmas scene in Scotland. You and your dad drunk on a few beers and some lemon cheesecake.
So much cheesecake.
passed out in front of Die Hard and refusing to change the channel.
No,
absolutely, yeah. It would need to be like a group of 75 adult males just saying, how fucking dare you try and change your channel on Die Hard? Because that is the go-to.
Yeah,
Mr. Christmas. How dare you try and change the
movie? Do you have a favourite Christmas movie, though?
I know what Dave's is.
My favourite Christmas movie, without a doubt, and this is me, drunk.
What's quite weird is you're sitting there without a beard and looking so professional. I
can't have a shirt and tie on and no beard. This is horrible.
I'm slightly
like school Dave again.
But worse.
Okay. I'm slightly concerned he's going to sell me double glazes.
I look like I'm 30 years old just now, which isn't right. I should always look like I'm at least 44. But yeah, my favourite Christmas movie, without a doubt, is The Muppets Christmas.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
After all, there's only four most successful Christmas.
I'm absolutely torn because I love The Muppet Christmas Carol. I love it, love it, love it. Good. But at the same time, I also love It's a Wonderful Life as well. And there are two completely different Christmas films, but they're both perfect.
It's a Wonderful Life's all right, but I'm quite a fan of Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, that's a good Christmas. I've not really watched that as much.
But what about the speech impediment? Not really a fan of her. Like Matilda and all that sort of shit.
Oh, no, I'm talking like the
original.
Oh, you're like, like, oh.
Do we include things like Dam Busters as Christmas movies? Because it always gets shown on Christmas Day or thereabouts.
Or like The Great Escape.
I was going to say The Great Escape. Yeah. Although Great Escape tends to be more of a New Year one.
Yeah, it's a New Year or a Boxing Day. Yeah.
But Lord of the Rings is becoming like that. Like usually is, Channel 4 shows Lord of the Rings is it not, Christmas New Year sort of time.
It's not Harry Potter now. Yeah. Usually like the build up to Christmas or just after Christmas, they show all the Harry Potter films every day.
They'd had a Harry Potter channel last year. They don't have it this year.
It was ITV that done it as well a couple of years back.
Yeah, they played it all the way up to
every
Christmas.
Day, yeah.
I still can't believe Miracle on 34th. Are you really?
Yeah.
Attenborough.
It's Attenborough, isn't it?
That's a good one, but I actually like the original black and white one.
What a quilt. Like the Miracle on 40.
There's the one in the 50s, there's the one in the 70s, and then there's one from the 90s. So there's three different versions of it.
That
Ember one's all right as well. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those films I could probably watch all three of them and still be quite,
That's
a studio about to lose its rights and remaking it every 20 years or something, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of those movies now about nowadays, but the bit that gets me about Miracle on 34th Street is how it's just straight away, like, just sinks straight into. The moment that the court case kicks in, it's just like, fuck you, Christians. Like, you thought you believed in God. Santa's real. Oh no, he's not. And it's quite a kind of like rub your face in it kind of movie, which is pretty harsh, but at the same time it's I like the kind of deeper meaning to Miracle.
I also quite like what's up with you?
What? The weather report's on Saturday. They've got it's 14 degrees up in Inverness. Boom. 14 degrees in December.
Oh, that's taps off.
What the fuck?
Will Smith's got this shit right. It's summertime.
12 degrees on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
I think my favourite Christmas movie is probably Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh,
that is a
strong contender.
Mr. Oogie Woogie.
So good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good show, actually.
I like it as well. But it's weird. It's a Halloween Christmas film.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I mean, it's obviously definitely a Christmas film, but it's also, I don't know.
I like it because it's not too sickly sweet. It's got that sort of macabre sort of element to it.
Burton at his best.
Yeah.
Before he makes the same movie over and over again. Johnny Depp doing the same thing over and over again.
No,
it's sort of in between.
What about Bad Santa? I thought that was the first time I'd ever
seen it. I've never seen it.
I've never seen Bad Santa 2. But I have seen the first one.
Yeah.
And it made me think, like, you're really trying too hard here. That was kind of my
Yeah, no, I don't disagree, but I think it was just interesting to see a slightly different take on a Christmas movie. It was like a bad Christmas movie sort of thing. Like,
what's going on?
Are
we safe? Yeah.
What about Jingle All the Way? Not my favourite, but...
What about Jingle All the Way, James? That is a terrible movie. That was on when I went to the Boozy Cow, which quite genuinely is a fantastic place. But I went to the Boozy Cow over Edinburgh last weekend. It was freezing cold outside. Went outside and Jingle All the Way was on and I didn't for a moment feel any warmer. It was a cold, cold performance by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We are forgetting one absolute humdinger of a Christmas film. Scrooged.
Oh!
It's bloody good.
You remember, weird thing to bring up, remember when we went to...
I'm trying to remember which one that is, because there's so many...
Bill Murray. Bill Murray and the taxi driver goes to, the taxi driver's the ghost of Christmas past, and he takes them back and shows them their childhood.
Isn't there another Bill Murray Christmas film?
No. You think of Groundhog Day.
That's not Christmas.
Nah, it's just Groundhog Day.
It's just snow.
That's a Groundhog Day film.
Yeah. You know what? In a
Christmas film.
I'm going to bring up something that may or make or break my retail career, but no, remember when we Anne Franked your UFC tickets for Glasgow? Well, this is when I first watched Scrooge this
wait,
year.
What?
When it
wait,
was,
what?
Yeah, I don't understand what? That phrase.
When we Anne what?
When Anne Franked the ticket, you know, I was hiding.
Oh, when you hid under the till and ordered the tickets yeah. from that place you don't work in.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember right. it, yeah.
Slash, don't remember it.
Don't remember it. But a couple of weeks ago, I'd done exactly the same thing with Scrooge. Just sat and watched the whole film. Literally no one came to say hello or like buy anything. I just sat there and watched the whole film in its entirety with one headphone in my ear, and I got away with it. It's like this is the most amazing time ever.
I might have got the Anne Frank reference, but when me, Penman and Kutch and BT were in Amsterdam, we didn't go into the Anne Frank Museum because we laughed too much when we went past it because we're in Amsterdam. Yeah. So we decided it'd be inappropriate to go in.
I don't, also, more than we got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got lost in Amsterdam. Yeah, I heard about that one. Yeah.
So we went into a Van Gogh museum and that was pretty trippy as well, actually.
I think also the thing about the Anne Frank Museum as well is if you go, like, if you're prepared to queue, then amazing. But if you're not prepared to queue.
Oh, God, yeah. Fuck that.
We immediately saw the queue and went for a beer. Like that's true. That was exactly our. We went to a beer opposite for the nearest bar opposite the Anne Frank Museum.
Let's face it as well, it wasn't that good a hiding place.
I still maintain one of the funniest, darkest bits of graffiti I've ever seen in my life was at Glasgow University toilets, and it had Anne Frank's diary, day one, stayed in. Day two, stayed in. Day three, stayed in. Day four, had guests. it's like horrifically dark, but at the same time.
European hide and seek champion.
Yeah.
1939 to 1941, yeah. Whatever it was.
Thrashed her with Lord Lucan, though. Even Shergar.
Oh.
Christmas show cut.
You know what?
Sorry.
You know what? On that note, I'm gonna call this fight that we've totally ignored for
oh,
about
fuck,
5 minutes.
Yes. Sorry.
And I'm gonna go with Roy Wood. He seems like he could probably knock out Noddy Holder.
Well, my issue was I couldn't see the wood for the trees. So, thanks. But yeah, it'd be Noddy Holder. Noddy Holder's got far too many hits to make it. Far too many hits, so therefore he will create a combo and fuck up Roy Wood.
I'm going to change my choice. That's actually a good point.
Noddy Holder as well, because he's got so much money, he'll have like some kind of armory like Tony Stark, and will come out in some powered Christmas suit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Made up of tinsel and...
You see that, but Roy Wood's guitar was pretty pimped up for playing in Wizards. So he's a man who knows how to...
I think Noddy Holder's sideburns could be a weakness, easy to grab onto.
Yeah,
but we're all forgetting one thing, and it should be Noddy Holder, because what time of year is it? It's Christmas. No, I'm not getting into that.
Fucking. That's what he says every June, mate. That's what
I hate you, man.
So are we agreed that in that one, Noddy would be the title holder?
Yeah, yeah. Noddy Holder would be the title holder.
He would hold that.
So is it fair to say that Noddy Holder is now...
Well, I think we're needing to wrap things up. So, Jamie, we've not had the socials. Do you want to give us the socials?
The whole show?
Why, yes. Thanks. Please talk to us on facebook.com/fiveclubpod @fiveclub, Twitter @fiveclub, email ken@fiveclub.co.uk, Instagram fiveclub, or on www.fiveclub.co.uk.
You can get us on the information superhighway.
That was lovely, thank you. So yeah, there was our Christmas special. It's looking long now, so...
We really need to edit this because it is ramshackle.
Or we just put it out and hope that...
Just edit me out, that's the best bet. Get rid of him.
We just do it and hope that people don't hate us.
If you made it to the end, thank you for joining us on this whirlwind adventure.
You know what?
We've had it all in this one episode.
It's a Christmas special. Why not? Why not let's have it run for fucking hours?
7 days.
And if you did listen to it all the way through, the first person that emails us on the email address that Jamie gave out will win a tenner.
Easy now.
Hang on. We've stopped. We need to go back on that. We haven't even given the date to Jamie yet for the person who liked. Was it number 100?
100?
200. 200
liked. Easy now.
We've not even given the date to Jamie yet. That's we need to sort
it
out.
It was his sister.
It was.
And we cannot create another five-page soap opera.
If you've listened to this podcast and you're lonely and in need, email us and you'll get a date with Jamie.
Maybe
or not. So
you're paying
next week. If you want to come back and join us, we are going to be chatting, or well, me and Jamie already have chatted with the guys at the Little Shop of Heroes, the local comic shop in Dunfermline. So we've done that one and it's in the bag and we're going to put it out next week. So if you just want to come back and hear what those guys have got to say, it's a really good chat about what retail, about the shop, about Dunfermline Comic Con. We have a really good chat with them. So come back and have a listen next week for the in-betweeny episode between now and New Year. And then we will be back with yous in the New Year. So it is that time of the podcast where I have to ask the pissed one, Dave, what's the motto this week?
Bollocks, I thought it was James. The motto for this week would quite coolly be Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks so much for listening for this year, and it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, whether sober or pissed, but thanks for listening. Share us, love us, we love you. Cheers.
Ah, there you go.
That was really good.
Yeah. I genuinely thought you were about to scream it's Christmas.
Fuck you guys!
I was going to kick you in the face.
We love you all, except cut your cunt. Well, thanks very much. Good night.
Merry Christmas. Night.
Jamie, say something.
Say something.
Say something.
Say something.
Say something.
Something.
Say something. Say something. Anything.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, that's from James.
I know most songs. It's by James.
Yeah, well, sit down, James.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the best you're getting out of me.
What? Was it James who also did... She only comes when she's out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I saw them at Tina Park just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2012, 2014 or something.
They were there one of those years, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking good. Right, podcast.
Yeah.
We should probably podcast, yeah. You just chewing a few frazzles?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Off-brand frazzles.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Right. Yeah, chill out, mate.
I know, fuck's sake.
I was
the KP representative over there.
Speaking of elites, you get promised frazzles and you come and you get Asda's bacon rough.
Tesco's.
What's Tesco's. It?
Yeah.
Tesco's.
You don't taste the difference, Russell's, mate. Come on.
Yeah. Oh. Every little helps.
No, it doesn't.
It's one of those shows, isn't it?
I certainly didn't. I didn't help anyone when I was at Tesco. tell you that much. Have you got any of that? Does it look like we've got any of that?
Mark,
it was like
Mark, you helped everybody in Tesco because you worked Tesco Rosyth, which has the largest alcohol aisle in all of Scotland, which is regularly empty.
Yeah.
And you restocked it. So you helped everyone.
I did. I guess I did. What's to customers.
Were you like an Arnie in Jingle All the Way? We were just fighting over things and Tesco.
Put the cookie down! So that,
at New Year, if there was one bottle of vodka on the shelf, it was practically daggers drawn. It's like you could see people just, that's more bottle. Fucking hell, don't want to get involved in this shit.
Right. I bought a bottle of vodka the other day and felt cheeky as fuck. Always do when I buy vodka. Don't know why.
But that's like, I've mentioned this to you before, but that's like, my mum always laughs when Cara talks about gin.
Because
to her, it's mother's ruin, you know.
Yeah. And yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Silence, I suppose.
Silent night, holy night.
Don't know the words.
Oh, my mates are dicks.
All is bright.
That was enough time. It was more than 10 seconds.
I tried to get 15. A nice sample size. Anyway.
Yeah, is that what you're doing? DJ yeah. format over there.
It was Christmas themed silence, mate. I'm in the Christmas spirit. Do you know I look like the ghost of Christmas present.
Do you know there was a song a couple of years back? It was just silence for 4.5 minutes, and you tried to make it Christmas number one.
It's pretty close as well. It's a piece by it's a classical yeah. piece by what's his name?
Somebody or other.
Yeah.
Oh. And it is like 4 minutes of silence.
I've seen it performed yeah. live. It's fucking hilarious.
Just great when it goes to Radio 1. And at number 4, we've got silence. It's like a minute and a half of Israel.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's because they can't play any more than a minute and a half or the emergency broadcast system kicks in.
Yeah, that's it.
I always kind of prayed for silence on Radio 1. But I secretly hoped somebody would murder Chris Moyles. I can't be alone in thinking that.
Still yeah. listen to Chris Moyles every morning.
I can't.
Sorry, I'm just, you know, down with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you are, mate.
You're trendy and with it.
Right,
right. Let's
do
this.
Let's get this going next.